right, here we go. I am Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for finding us. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. It is always, always appreciated. You know what happened to me today? That's right, I fell on my ass. That doesn't happen to me very often. In fact, I think the last time I fell was probably like 5 years ago at work in the parking lot on slick. It was like ice-covered parking lot. And I ate it, you know. Hurt. That hurt. Hurt worse than today's, actually. So I don't go down very often. It's not one of my things, you know. I know people, and I'm related to some people who, you know, that's what they're known for. It's one of their main, and when you think about them, that's what you think about, you know. Some people are known for, like, you know, discovering electricity, you know, coming up with the concept for the lending library, you know. And then you got other people that's known for, you know, falling a lot, falling down, you know, falling on their ass, you know, repeatedly on a continuous basis. So I have a relative that's like that. And she used to just, she could just be walking across just level ground and just go down in a heap for no reason, for apparently no reason. I don't know. And then she also used to fall out of cars a lot. Not while I was going down the interstate, but like parked cars. Like you'd pull into a parking lot, she'd swing her door open. She was always the passenger, never the driver. Swing the passenger door open and just fall out of the car. It's like, how does that happen? I don't know. It happened to her all the time. I don't know how you fall out of a parked car. But, you know, she was able to do it on more than one occasion. That's not me. I don't fall down very often. I think I got a pretty good sense of balance or whatever. I mean, I don't know what you can attribute it to. Just being aware of your surroundings. I think that plays a large part of it. So anyway, but today that was different. You know, I went completely down. I mean, down hard, my friends. And I'm sure the neighbors were over there. If they saw it, which, and I wouldn't even blame them. I'd have no issue with this. If they saw me out there wallowing around on the front lawn, you know, I guarantee they were laughing their asses off. And I wouldn't even, who can blame them? I mean, God, you know, it probably made their day. This is the greatest day of my life, you know, watching me wallow around in mud, you know. So anyway, it doesn't happen to me very often. Today it's raining. It's been raining for many days on end. And, you know, it's like Brazil. It feels like Brazil, which for some reason I believe is a very rainy place. I don't know anything about it, but, for some reason in the back of my mind, Brazil is rainy, you know? So I think they have rainforests, right? Or am I wrong? I have no idea. You know, I've been to Canada. And I've been to England. Those are the two countries I've been to outside the U.S. of A. But never been to Brazil. I have been to a Brazilian steakhouse. That was in Burbank, California, in case you're keeping score. It's one of those deals where you pay some flat fee and you go in there and they have this giant rotisserie in the middle of the floor. It's like this open rotisserie. And they have skewers of meat just rotating round and round, cooking, dripping. Ah, the juices. So you just go in there, they give you a paddle. One side's red, one side's green. If you want them to keep on bringing the meat, you just turn your paddle to the green side. If you want to take a break because you're experiencing the meat sweats or whatever, you know, you need to let things settle a bit, you know, you can, you turn it over, you know, take a temporary break, turn it over to red so they know not to bring you anymore. Every once in a while, they have these, like, waiters, you know, these, these meat spotters that kind of, they just go over there and take down a skewer, and they walk around and say, this is prime rib, you know, or this is a filet mignon, or what, you know, it's not all beef, but a lot of it is chicken. They have all kinds of stuff. Any kind of meat you can put on a skewer, they have it in there. And they walk around, if your paddle's green, baby, they just, you know, they come over and they just, like, pile it on your plate, and you just keep on eating till you black out. I think that's the way it works. At least that's the way I approached it. So I have been to one of those places, and it was very expensive. I thought it was going to be, like covered by my job. No, you know, it gets to the end of the meal, and they bring me a check. I'm with people from work. I'm with my bosses. I have to pay my own way. What the hell is this? So anyway, I was invited to this thing. They invited me to dinner at some super expensive restaurant with paddles and whatnot. Then at the end, they give me a check and I have to pay it. What kind of bullshit is that? So anyway, so that's my only connection to Brazil. I have eaten like Brazil nuts, which are terrible. Those are no good. They're real mealy. You know, they're not any good. That's a slap in the face of the entire nut concept, those Brazil nuts. You know, those things suck. You know, sometimes these, remember, I don't know, what are they, back like at Christmas time, they sell like these sacks of like assorted nuts that are in the shell, you know? Do you remember this? Seems bizarre to me now that I think about it. It's like, but my parents, when I was a kid, there'd be like a bowl sitting there with these nuts, all of them are in a shell, you know, and you have to crack them. I mean, what kind of crap is that, you know? So the Brazil nuts, those things are the worst. That's a bullshit nut, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, those are my only connections to Brazil, but somehow in my mind, I believe Brazil is very rainy, you know. So another place that I have been that I also think is very rainy, and I could be wrong about all this. I mean, I'm no expert on any of this shit. I'm not a meteorologist, but another place that I believe is rainy is Portland, Oregon. I have been there, you know. A couple of memories of Portland, Oregon. There is a great bookstore there called Powell's City of Books. It's like a city block of books. And it was situated like, they'd have like the fiction room, the biography room, you know. They had everything like in rooms. And I remember they had like used books and new books like on the shelf side by side. Generally, bookstores don't do that. You know, they have used in a different section, you know. So it was all together. The place was cool. I loved that place. I don't really buy books anymore. I buy e-books. I don't buy physical books anymore. I buy e-books. The other day I passed 900 on my Kindle. So I have like 904 books on my Kindle, which is a little crazy, you know. Like some kind of mental issue. Some kind of problem that I might should look into. So anyway, I remember Powell City of Books. And I also remember, this is early 90s, so this is a long time ago. The place was overrun by these, like, I don't know, phony baloney punk rock kids, you know, begging for money with skateboards and whatnot. And they looked like they were, like, well-fed, well-scrubbed, you know. Probably went home to the suburbs at night. I don't know. It seemed kind of questionable. The whole place was overrun by these kids that are out there begging for money. I don't know what that was all about. I thought that was bizarre. So those are the two things I remember about Portland, Oregon. The other place that I associate with rain, Atlanta. You know, that doesn't really get associated. When we lived there, it felt like it rained every day. Not continuously. But it would rain you know, a while every day, it felt like. And then we went out to California, and they were like, you've never seen rain like it, like we have it here. I was like, I bet I have. You know, well, what is this? You know, they're like, their rain is, it rain, it doesn't rain there. When it does, mountains collapse. You know, you know, it doesn't rain. I don't know. Anyway, they're like, when does it start? I said, well, I'm from Atlanta. It rains all, you know. I'm very familiar with rain. They say, when does it start? I was unfamiliar with this concept of like the rainy season. There's no rainy season. It's just 365 days a year. And I was like, I don't know. Usually in the afternoon. They meant what, you know, what month. But anyway, so that's my concept. That's my connection to the rainy places. You know what I'm saying? Here, it's been raining. It's been raining days on end. My entire backyard is covered in leaves, soggy leaves. At least if they're wet, they won't be blowing around. And my next-door neighbor, Papa Half-Shirt, as we call him, he flips out if the wind blows and some of our leaves go over on his lawn. He takes that as a personal affront, you know? He gets whipped into a frenzy. So does his wife, Mama Half-Shirt. You know, they, so if they're like saturated in rainwater, they don't go anywhere. So that's a good thing. What are we talking about? Oh, so it's been raining, you know, that's been established, right? And I was taking the trash out this morning, put on some flip-flops, these plastic cheap ass. I mean, these are the cheapest. I don't even know where these things came from. They had like some kind of novelty saying on them, like, I don't know, time for grilling or something. Some kind of stupid ass. I can't imagine anybody in this house buying such an item. I don't know where they came from. They were sitting by the front door. I slipped them on. Things are just basically just two sheets of plastic clipped to my feet, you know. So I go out there, take the trash out. I have to go to the garage, put the garage door up, throw it in the can, put the garage door down, heading back to the front, you know, heading back to the house. And, yeah, step in the grass, and the thing's slicker and cat shit on a marble floor. My feet, I don't know, I think I was fully inverted. I think my feet were above my head at one point. And the thing was like, I mean, you know, you watch the NFL, you know, and these guys are professional. They know how to fall, you know. I don't know how to fall. These guys, like, tuck and roll. You know, they get steamrolled from the side, you know, and they don't even know it's coming. And they just instinctively go into some kind of, like, tuck and roll type thing. There was no tucking and there was no rolling with me. I went down knee first. Well, that's the first thing it hit somehow. My knee, and, you know, it probably looked like a crane, you know, those, for some reason, when I think about me falling, I think of, like, somebody throwing a rock at one of those cranes, you know, those gangly birds, except it would be like a chubby crane, Chubby Crane, my favorite silent film star. So imagine somebody, like one of those cranes, somebody just like hurls, some shitty kid, like throws a rock and hits it, and it just goes down in like a heap of elbows and, you know what I'm saying? That's what it, I don't know how to roll. I don't know how to fall. So I fell down hard. I hit my knee on the sidewalk. And I was like on my back somehow, you know. I'm out there in the yard, covered in mud. I mean, literally, all my entire back is covered in mud, and it's in my hair. You know, my knee hurts like a full bastard. I mean, this thing hurts, and I'm out there. I can't get up because it's so slick. I mean, like I'm wallowing in this mud hole, which is our front yard. you know, it generally doesn't look like a mud hole. It's just so, it's everything's saturated. And there's this big giant skid mark where my where my foot just like, zzz, you know what I'm saying? So I'm out there wallowing. One of my kids goes, "Are you okay?" And he comes running out there. I said, "How did you even know?" "How did you even know I was like, how did you even know I fell down?" And he goes, "Well, I heard you out there cursing." So anyway, he helped me up. I had a hard time getting up, and I'm not kidding. Every time I'd try to like get up, my feet would slide out from under me. It's ridiculous. This is so ludicrous. So I go inside, and blood's pouring out of my left knee, you know. And I have these sweatpants on. There's like a big hole in them. Covered in mud, head to toe. There were some, a few of the bad words were spoken during this whole ordeal. I went in there and took a shower, and as soon as that water hit that knee, oh God, man, it was like an electric bolt went through me of pain. Not good. So anyway, that happened, and Tony was out, and I texted her and told her that I fell down in the front yard, and she called me, and she was like, she goes, "What?" She was trying to maintain. She was like, "Well, what?" Trying to act like she was very concerned. And she goes, "What happened? Oh my God, what happened?" And I said, "I was walking, you know, I took the trash out and my feet," and then she just started laughing. And she couldn't stop laughing. It was going on and on and on and on and on. So anyway, that happened. That's how my, it's how it started. It's how my day started. Awesome. You know, what are you going to do? I don't fall down very often. I got blood. There's blood literally trickling down my left leg as I record this. So maybe I should wipe that shit off. I don't know. That's how it goes. It kind of makes me look kind of tough, though. If you got blood running down your leg. Yeah. Maybe I'll keep it, you know. Maybe I'll go out in public with it, you know. Just to demonstrate how I'm a tough guy, you know. Got blood. All right. Maybe not. Maybe I'm completely wrong about that. You know, I told you guys about how I returned to baseball. You know, I was a huge baseball fan all my life. And until, I don't know, sometime in the 90s. I think it was around the time our kids started. Until we had kids, you know. Until we started having kids, our two. And that began around, well, the older one was born in 96. So probably the year prior to that, when Tony was pregnant. You know, I got out of it, and there's a big giant, there's like a 20-year black hole in the middle of baseball, of my baseball knowledge, and I tried multiple times to get back into it, because I loved it, you know, but I got completely out of it. I know nothing. I don't know any of the players from that era, you know. Some of these guys are in the Hall of Fame. I don't even know who they are, you know. So it's bizarre. I completely detached, 100%. So there's like this black spot in the middle, the dead zone in the middle of my knowledge. So I tried multiple times to get back into it. But this year it finally took hold. And I am fully invested, you know. I still don't know, you know. I don't know a lot of the players. From that era, I don't know hardly any of them. But I'm learning the current players slowly but surely, and I know the Reds players now. So I'm back into it. I love it. And now that the season's over, you know, I've got this like, I've got this this hole in my life, you know. So I listen to this podcast. There's a podcast, it's Reds Talk, and the very first episode I listened to, the guy goes, he goes, "I almost called you by the wrong name." Like these two guys. I don't know who these guys are. You know, they're just talking Reds baseball. I thought it would give me some kind of a fix, you know. But so these guys are like yucking it up on there. It's a podcast. And the guy goes, he goes, "I almost called you by, almost called you something." I don't know. I don't know what they were talking about. But and the other guy goes, "I don't care what you call me. Just don't call me late for dinner." I was like, "Are you fucking serious?" I was like instantly angry. I mean, who was that? That's just, That's nonsense. I mean, so anyway, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I need my Reds fix, baseball fix. The other day, this is how sad it's gotten. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like looking at the news. I'm like, yeah, the Reds hired a new pitching coach, stole him away from the Brewers. It's a good sign. What the hell does that mean? It's a good sign. The pitching coach, they stole him away from the Brewers. And I actually said that. I said, that's a good sign. Well, how is that a good sign? And how is that even news? I mean, I'm just desperate. I'm grasping at straws. I might have to go back to this podcast to give these guys a second chance. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if this guy's late. Just don't call me late for supper. I think that's what he said. I think he said supper, which is even worse than dinner, you know. So that's, you know, I don't know. I'm in desperate. I'm in desperation. I got a bloody knee. I'm desperate, you know. And I'm like, you know, that's a good sign that they went out and they made the effort to steal this pitching coach from the Milwaukee Brewers. That's desperation. Whatever. There's a gigantic home plate-shaped hole in my heart. So, I don't know. It's like 140 days till opening day, right? Something like that. So anyway, so that's happening. I'm having withdrawals, I guess. And the, let's see, what else I have in my notebook? Oh yeah, the totally out of context quote of the day. This is a weekly. I think last week I did a Whistle Dick of the Week, which is a Thursday feature. I think I did it on Monday. I'm supposed to do the totally out of context quote of the day on Monday, so I'll get back on track with that. Here's a good one. I heard this. I'm not going to give you any kind of like background on it or any context whatsoever. I'm just going to tell you the quote. I heard somebody say this past week. Are you ready? All right. How much is a cylinder of your popcorn chicken? I'm not kidding. I heard somebody say that. So there you go. That's the totally out of context quote of the week. I need some kind of like theme song or something. Anybody know how to create a theme song? Yeah. If you do, send me a note and we'll get this ball rolling. This is the Monday episode. I don't know how good this is, but I'm not a very good judge of these things, apparently. I have a guy that rates these episodes. He said he's gonna give me a number. So he goes on Patreon and it just says 6. You know, gives me no. There's no additional information. Just although he did give me a 9 one time. That was pretty good. So I'm not a very good. The ones I think are extra good, I don't know, people don't react to, and then the ones I think I'm just kind of, you know, not that great, people love. So I'm not a very good person to judge. So, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed this one. If you want more, if you want double the Jeff K, if you want to double down, double up on the Jeff K, you know, you can do it. Go over to patreon.com. It's patreon.com/Jeff K. And you can sign up for a $4 or more patronage. That's a monthly donation. Just stick it on a credit card or whatever. And it'll come out at the first of every month, $4. It's like $4. I mean, that's not even enough to buy like a, you know, why does everybody say coffee? I don't know. Why is that what we judge everything by? For the price of a cup of coffee, you could save a village. Yeah, well, anyway, $4 isn't very much. It's and if you sign up for one of those at $4 or more, you'll gain access to all the old Thursday shows instantly. I mean, as soon as you hit send or whatever, you'll instantly gain access to all the old Thursday shows that are in the can, and then you'll also have access to the new ones as they come out. And the Thursday shows are fun, you know, they're exactly like these Monday shows, but a little, you know, a little more freewheeling sometimes. And we do the whistle dick of the week. That's always good, right? So that's another thing I need. I need some kind of like sound effects for. I just go, whoosh, whoosh. You know, I do it with my mouth. That's half-assed. So anyway, if you want to hear twice the number of Jeff K shows per week, instead of just one, you get two. Just sign up for the $4 patronage and your dream will come true. Yes. So I'm going to call it a day here. Maybe go wipe this blood off my leg. What a mess. Like a chubby crane going down hard, bitches. God damn. All right, I'll see you guys. Have a good one. Bye.